So I have no relationships to disclose. This is part two of Wisconsin's Community Health Improvement Plans and Processes effort, and want to acknowledge also the same individuals and entities that Julie did, including our SACHO and SALBO in Wisconsin, our funder, the partnership program, the county health rankings and roadmaps, not only the individuals, but the infrastructure that they bring and their funders, and 10 pilot sites that we'll talk about shortly. I'm sending around, forgive me for the tree situation, but I'm sending around a packet of the tools that we're going to talk about. So if it's helpful at all to see things in your hand, that is moving around somewhere. Did it start moving? Yes, so, and then in the back we have two handouts. One gives a description of all the tools that we have available on the website, and the second handout shows you where to get it on the website, as well as where there are some other resources for you. So by the end of the session, you will have at least three new tools to support your community health improvement efforts. These are version 1. Julie's going to hand those out. The handouts in the back. So these are version 1.1. So essentially we've drafted them. They're in great shape, and we have sent them out to be piloted in communities across the state. So in less than 6 months, we'll have version 2.0, and they will be improved. They're all online, and that handout will show you where to get them. And these are all based on the needs that were identified in the presentation that Julie just did. I'm not going to re-go over the needs in order to avoid duplication, but just appreciate that they're based on those needs. So there's three core tools that we developed. One of them is the shared model, which was the last slide that Julie shared, that incorporated Healthiest Wisconsin 2020 and the county health rankings in that grid layout. The second core tool is a guidebook, which addresses the need around just tell me basically what I need to do and give me a few tips to do it, just in one document. And then the third core tool was this data issue. It came up over and over and over again. I'll talk about highlight a few of the other tools, but again, they all support that community health improvement process, particularly around implementation and engagement of stakeholders. As Julie mentioned, our colleague Julie Ladke, who was the lead project staff on this, drew on what already existed in the community health improvement world, and she, I think, on occasion described it as this beautiful luxury to completely immerse herself in what was. And she used the best of what was in all of these different resources, everything from our own state health plan to the National Prevention Strategy, to the Community Toolbox, to create the guidebook. So again, builds on the Community Health Improvement Cycle, and the guidebook is really outlined with three levels of detail. The first is a short checklist for each stage. What do you need to do? The second is, if you want more information on what you need to do, go here. And then the third is, if you really want some more information on this big phase of what you're doing, here's some additional resources. And I'll show you an example. We use neutral language. None of the work that we've done is being mandated in Wisconsin. You do not have to use these resources. Nowhere in the materials does it say you should do or you must do this. There was concern on the part of some that it might become a mandate. One of the components that we'd really like to highlight is, given the new environment that we're in, the guidebook highlights where the guidance intersects with the IRS requirements for hospitals and or the Public Health Accreditation Board standards. In our case, it also highlights some statutory requirements in Wisconsin, so it's relevant to our primary users. So this is an example of a page from the guidebook. This one in particular focuses on prioritization. And you can see sort of at the top, that's the action cycle. It's a little hard to read, but it starts with assessment, prioritization, planning, implementation. And you can see the prioritization element kind of pops out and is highlighted. as you get to the middle of the page, there is that checklist. And for those of you who like to check something off, physically off your to-do list, we actually put the boxes there. You can do that. And you can see the first box is consider using a skilled neutral facilitator. It has a brief description. If you want more information on using a skilled neutral facilitator, you can click on it and you'll get even more information. This goes directly to the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps website and includes, again, extended description, but also some suggested tools and resources. So that's the layout of that component. And then where there are Affordable Care Act or FAB requirements, those are boxed so that they don't get missed, as we wouldn't want a health department to miss a key criteria. The second core tool that we want to talk about is data, which was a big box to unpack. And we did it in two elements to it. One is the content, which data are we going to focus on? And the second is, how is it going to get into the hands of those who need to use it? So we tackled the first one, which data are we going to include? And as Julie suggested, we really went in with the assumption that perhaps in the assessment phase of your community health improvement plan and process, 1,000 points of data may not be necessary. Perhaps there's key data points in each health area. So perhaps there's two or three key points around alcohol, two or three key points around diabetes, two or three key points around sexually transmitted diseases, right? And then once you've identified your two or three top priorities, you can go to 16, 18, 24, however many points of data you can get there after you've prioritized, but to look at to look broadly across all health priority areas and to go so deep is where it starts to get overwhelming. So we challenged a group of data users, mostly local health departments and hospital representatives, but also individuals from the health department with experience in this area, and said, okay, let's narrow it down. Let's come up with a manageable number of data points for the community health assessment. And they did it. I understand there were some painful conversations, and we held on to those extra data pieces, and they're in a compendium of data, so that's available as well. Once you've identified that as a priority, you can go more deeply into those data. All right, so we had the content. Then we had to figure out how is it going to be used? How are folks going to access it? And that actually had two parts. The first part is we put it all into a spreadsheet. We put the data element, we put the source of it, we described it, and we gave everyone a link to go and get it. And Julie Ladke, our colleague, actually sat down with the spreadsheet, picked a county, and said, all right, I'm going to do this whole county. I'm going to get the data for the entire county based on the 70 or so data elements that we had focused on. And she did it. Actually, it was a Sunday afternoon, rainy Sunday afternoon, and she said it took her about 4 to 6 hours. So it was really helpful to have it narrowed down and to have it all in one place. Our toolkit also includes some template PowerPoint slides that you can just insert the data in as well. So that works pretty well. And then about 6 months later, we were having a conversation, and I'm not sure how it is in your state, but we still kept having this wish for an easy button, that I'll just push the button and my data will pop out for my county. And we didn't quite get there. We got very close, because now, it's a much longer story, but now if you go to the County Rankings and Roadmaps website and you choose a county in Wisconsin, this is Portage County in Wisconsin, and you click on additional measures, you will find most of the recommended core data set that we identified in the project. So not only do you have the data that the County Health Rankings has for everyone else, in Wisconsin you can go and you can get some additional measures and pull it right out. Did that make sense? All right, so those were some of the core tools. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the other tools very, very briefly. One is the template implementation plan. As you saw from the needs assessment, people said, oh, we get bogged down in the assessment. What are we going to do in implementation? It's hard to keep the momentum going. It's harder to track because you might have community partners who have leadership roles, and you need a forum to convene and keep track of things, and you want to make sure everyone's on the same page. So the template implementation plan starts out with the priority and the goal, and then it starts with the end, the performance measures. How will we know we're making a difference? We begin with the end in mind, and we outline that in the template. And then it moves to a more detailed level around the objective, background on the strategy, including the evidence base for the strategy that you're using, and then a very specific action plan, including timeline and responsible individuals. This is completely, you can change this on, it's in a Word document, it can be changed, but it was designed specifically with the ACA and the FAB requirements in mind, so it does meet quite a few of those requirements around having measures, having evaluation, having timeline. Another challenge in many communities is creating objectives. I don't know if any of you have ever been in a meeting where you spend 30 minutes working on one sentence to have the best objective possible. Has anyone done that? Yes. So this may not solve it, and for those who want to be more creative, you can absolutely still do that. But let's say you are working in a community that identifies alcohol as a priority, and you have a hospital who is interested in supporting this effort in that sector. You can go to this resource, and on the bottom part, you see early detection and intervention in the healthcare setting. There's a draft objective related to ESPERT being an intervention in hospital settings. The evidence base is there, and an implementation tool is there. So these were developed with content experts in the areas of, you know, the health priority areas. The last tool that we just wanted to highlight is tips and tools for engaging local employers. We had both content information, like materials you could share with local employers, as well as process things to consider. What does the meeting look like? What are you going to think about ahead of time, making that plan? I will say that APHA had that great, if you were at the opening session, they had that great return on investment video. If you could get your hands on that, that would be very productive. And I know there's a new ROI infographic that is available as well, so other tools to use. So as I said, we're moving from version 1.0 to version 2.0. We have pilot sites across the state of Wisconsin who are just closing out an 18-month review of the materials. Not only did they just review and look at them, they're applying them to see if it makes sense when you actually use the tools. So while we don't have all of the feedback, we want to share what we have heard so far. Generally speaking, everyone has been very positive about them. They're usable, they're user-friendly, I could figure them out. Thank you. There were a number of requests for specific examples. So not only tell me what and how to do it, but it would be great to have an example of, if I do it well, what does it look like? So we have some of those, but it sounds like folks want some more. We have not solved data availability at the non-county level. It wasn't a primary goal, and I think it's going to require a lot more work across systems in the state, but it's still definitely a need, both at the municipal level as well as at a regional level or a service area level. There are a number of additional resources that the pilot sites have used, and we have an interesting mix of users who say, some say, simple, keep it straightforward, no more information, and then others say, oh, I want more information. So I'm not sure what we're going to do with that as we move ahead. So our next steps are to compile all the feedback that we have from the communities and make some preliminary recommendations. We'll engage our broad-based advisory committee that Julie talked about, and then we'll revise, finalize the tools, and share them. We also committed to in our project developing a long-term plan for CHIP improvement implementation and evaluation. So we will have that plan and those recommendations by the end of the project, which is the end of March. And then we have applied for another 3 years of funding to really delve more deeply into implementation and evaluation, which seems to be the kind of the next step that Wisconsin communities are looking for. All right.